Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Good morning, everyone. I love going on a long car journey. My family and I often travel to Wales to visit my grandparents. It's a four-hour drive on a good one. I love spending those few days before writing my list of all the things I need to take and then inevitably forgetting something. And then ringing my family to say that we're leaving soon, getting in the car with a big bag of my favourite sweets and a few well-chosen CDs, timing our set-off so that we hit McDonald's right around lunchtime. And after that long drive, pulling into my grandparents' driveway and bouncing up and down with excitement. Oh, it's so much fun. I can't wait to be able to do it again. In our gospel reading today, we heard about Jesus going on a journey into Jerusalem. He tells his disciples to go and get a donkey to fulfill the prophecy that the Messiah would enter Jerusalem riding on a donkey. But it wasn't just to fulfill the prophecy. It was also a way for Jesus to show his status. He is king. Traditionally, a king would ride a horse into battle, but a donkey if he came in peace. Jesus was showing the people of Jerusalem that he was a humble, suffering servant by choosing to ride a donkey. However, unfortunately, his destination isn't quite as exciting as me visiting my family. This is the beginning of the end of Jesus's earthly ministry. But on this journey around him, his followers spread their cloaks and palm branches on the road, celebrating and singing, "Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Let's just break that down. What does that mean? Many people think that the word Hosanna is a word of praise, but actually the Hebrew word is Hoshiana, meaning save, please. The people are crying, "Save us." Then they say, "Hosanna in the highest heaven." The crowd knows that Jesus is the Son of God, the King of the heavens. And then they cry, "Blessed is the coming of our ancestor David." So they acknowledge that Jesus is the Messiah, as they believed the Messiah would come from the line of David. But he is also the Son of God. Mark, the writer of this passage, wants us to understand that the crowd saw Jesus as both divine and human. So the crowd around Jesus are crying out to the man they believe is their Messiah to save them. But to save them from what? From the Romans? Jesus did not come to defeat the Romans, as we know. He came to sacrifice himself, and in doing so, defeat death. Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that donkey because he is a servant, not a warrior. In the past few weeks, we've been on a journey together exploring what it is to be a disciple of Christ, following the wide words from Paul's letter to the Philippians. This week, we are looking at being transformed in Christ. The word transform literally means to change form. So to be a disciple of Christ, we have to change. The word repent, translated in Greek, is metanoia, meaning turn away. We are called to turn away from our way of thinking and follow Christ. Only then can we be transformed. In verse 17, Paul asks the people in Philippi to follow his example. Now, that seems a little strange, doesn't it? Why ask them to follow his example and not Jesus's? What we have to remember is that at the time these letters were written, the New Testament didn't exist yet. What the people in Philippi did have was the life and the character of the man who was about to write half of it. Now, Paul says in verse 10, I want you to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death. Jesus was so precious to Paul, and he will do anything, whatever it takes, to know Jesus and become more like him. And Paul knows that the only way we can become like Christ is through suffering. Paul gave up everything to follow Christ. He had no home to call his own. He travelled endlessly from place to place, sharing the good news of the gospel, never complaining, even when he was arrested and imprisoned. But Paul didn't say it would be easy. In verse 13, he encourages us to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. He acknowledges that to follow Christ is a journey of faith. Sometimes we can get hung up on our mistakes and they can hold us back. Paul particularly had many reasons to regret his past. Before his transformation on the road to Damascus, Paul worked tirelessly to destroy the church. He was a persecutor and a violent man. He even approved the stoning of Stephen. But he tells us that as believers, we can forget what is behind, because we know that we are forgiven. That, I think, is the reason Paul loves Jesus so much. After all he did, Jesus still forgave him. Jesus allowed himself to be destroyed so that we could be forgiven. As we are talking about being transformed in Christ this week in our Discipleship Explored course, let us quickly turn our attention to Paul's transformation on the road to Damascus. Paul was a man who was full of hate and evil when Jesus appeared to him in that vision. Paul was not transformed by any actions of his own, but by the grace of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast." But does that mean that we can live our lives how we want, and it doesn't matter because Jesus already died to save us? I don't think so. It is through Jesus's life among us, his teachings, his actions, his warning, his encouragements, that we have a chance to really get to understand what he was like and how he wants us to live out our lives. Yes, we are forgiven because of the journey Jesus made to the cross, where he sacrificed himself for us. A journey that started on that first Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago. But what Jesus's life shows us is that transformation of ourselves and our society doesn't happen through violence. It happens through self-sacrifice, as he demonstrated by riding into Jerusalem peacefully on a donkey rather than a warrior on a horse. When Paul is writing to the Philippians, he refers to enemies of the cross, where he says their gods are in their stomachs. He is suggesting that these people want to consume everything around them. These are the greedy ones, the ones only interested in earthly things, those whose journeys are ultimately heading for destruction. But Paul says, we are citizens of heaven. He points us to our Saviour. Jesus gave up heaven to come to earth. The Lord of the universe gave up power and glory for the life of a poor man who only had the clothes on his back, and even those were taken from him at the cross. Jesus points us to a life of self-sacrifice, not of power and greed and having to have the latest gadget or the latest fashion. The path of transformation is not the path of gaining, but the path of choosing to lose everything and obtaining eternal life with Christ. So over the next few days, as we enter into Holy Week, I encourage you to go on that journey with Jesus, not the journey of wealth and greed, but the road of self-sacrifice, of simplicity, and of peace. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.